Shalom to all. Today's office tanis daf tes zayin. We are talking about the fourth line with the words amar lei. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Mirm Sarabas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So Gemara brought a machlekes between Rebbe and Pinchas Ben Yair, and of course to bring the source of the machlekes, it actually brought a story where Pinchas Ben Yair had went to Rebbe because he disagreed with him regarding Shemitah. Now we continue with the story. Amar lei, Rebbe turned to Pinchas Ben Yair and he asked him, Mishkach Rebbe Meichol Iman Patal Tzivchad Yomidein. Would Rebbe, meaning Rebbe, was addressing Pinchas Ben Yair as Rebbe, as in my teacher, my Rebbe, would you come and eat with us a little bit today? Now, the word sivchad means a little bit, and petal is referring to some sort of food. In modern Hebrew, if it's read as petel, that would mean raspberry, but according to Mefarshim, it's not necessarily referring to that. Either which way, he was basically inviting him to his house to eat. Armalei in, Pinchas Ben Yair responded, yes. Now, Minachas, once Pinchas Ben Yair went to Rebbe's house, Chal Mulvasa de Rebbe Kaiman, he saw the Mulvasa, which are the white mules of Rebbe standing there. Now, white mules are very dangerous animals. And Pinchas Ben Yair commented, Kol Ilan Yudaya Zainin, such things are fed by Yidin. In other words, Yidin keep such animals. How could they do that? And Bavli also quotes him as saying that the Malch HaMaves is in this person's house and I'm going to go and eat a meal with him. And he continued saying, Efshar Deloy Chami Savar Apim in Kedain. It seems to be that he's not going to see my face from here anymore. And Pinchas Ben Yair turned around and left. Now Shaman Kale, the Talmidim or the servants of Rebbe's house, heard him saying this. So Azan Lam Rebbe, they went and they told Rebbe, and Shalach Rebbe by Mephase, Rebbe sent messengers to try to appease him to bring him back. Now Matan Gabi Karte, once they reached his city, Amar Pinchas Ben Yair said to the people of his city, Bnei Karte, people of my city, curvenly, come close to me, and Achsim Bnei Karte, V'afkan Aloy. The people of the city came and they surrounded him to protect him from the shluchim that were sent by Rebbe. However, Amar Loin, the shluchim of Rebbe, said to the people of his town, Rebbe du by Mephase, Rebbe wants to appease him. So that's what we're coming for. And therefore, Shavkuni Balzunloin, they left him and walked away. That was out of respect for Rebbe. So then Amar, Pinchas Ben Yair, said, B'nei Dili, Kurvenli, my own children, you come close to me and surround me. Then what happened? Nachsas Eshasim in Shemaya, a fire came down from Shemayim, V'afkas Aloy, and completely surrounded Pinchas Ben Yair, and then there was no way to get to him. And actually, according to some, he went up to Shemayim in this fire. Now Chazar and Amar LeRebbe, they went back and they said this to Rebbe. Amar, so Rebbe said, Hoyo V'loy Zachin Miswa M'nei Ba'almadein, since we weren't Zaycha to be satiated from him in this world, we should be zechut to be satiated from him in the next world. And that was the end of the story. Now the halacha base continue to discuss rain or lack thereof. Says the Mishnah, yardu l'tzmachim av lo ilan. Let's say rain fell for the tzmachim, which is translated for the crops, but it didn't fall for trees, or l'ilan fell for trees, av lo l'tzmachim, not for the crops, or l'zalozeh, it fell for both of them, av lo l'baris l'shichin ma'arais, but not for pits, ditches, and caves, meaning not enough rainwater fell to be stored as drinking water. So masrina lemiyad, this requires a trua, a shifer right away, because it's an emergency situation. The Gemara just clarifies, Yardal Tzmachim of Lila Elon, what does this mean? Tzivchad Tzivchad, a little by a little, meaning it was just a little drip drop, and that's fine for the crops, but not for trees, because they need a lot of water. And Lila Elon of Lila Tzmachim, when it says fell for trees, but not for the crops, Sagin Sagin, it means a very heavy rain fell at once, and that's not good for the crops, because crops need a little bit at a time. Elazel is Avalil Bar Shechon Ares, when it says for this and that, but not for Bar Shechon Ares, that means it didn't rain a large amount enough times to fill all of the water cisterns and whatnot, and that's going to be a big issue. We continue. Masrina le miyad. This is done right away. So we further clarify that. Tanuvi v'braisa. Masrina al ilon b'frasa pesach. We're going to be masria for trees if it didn't rain enough 15 days before pesach. That's what pras means, 15 days beforehand. El bar shichil ma'aris b'frasa tzaris. For bar shichil ma'aris if it didn't rain enough 15 days before shavuas. Ask the gemara me'ata fil yosi mekein. If that's really so, then even if it's later on in the year, we should still be masria and have this very intense fast because it's a big deal. We don't have enough water. Says the gemara yosi mekein masa nisim after shavuas asking for rain is basically like asking for a nace. And we're not going to be masriya and fast in order to ask for a nace. The Gemara now tells that Reb Rechia and Reb Chelboy and Reb Papa say b'shem Reb Lazar that ba'amim shagisham yardim b'schos adam echad b'schos esav echad b'schos sad echad. And sometimes rain falls just for the schos of one person or for one little esav, one grass, or for one field. Shalashim pasuk echad. This is all found in one pasuk. The pasuk tells us umetar geshem yitin lahem leish esav asadeh, and he's going to give them rain for each man, the grass, and the field. What does this tell us? It will fall for even a man, even not four men. Meaning, chos of the rain came because of just one man. Furthermore, the pasuk says le'esev, and that tells of aloy lasavim. Even if it's just for one grass and not for tons of grass, it still might rain. And lastly, basadav aloy basadais, it might fall just because of one field and not for many fields. Adal chagim with another mishnah similar to the previous one. V'chein yirshalay ardu alay gishamim. We also have a city that didn't have rainfall, even though all the surrounding areas did. Kakasav, this actually is written in the pasuk. V'im tarchel ir echas, val ir achas loy amtir. I'm going to have it rain in one city, and another city I will not have a rain. Chelka achas timater. One place is going to have rain. V'chelka asher loy tamtir aleha tivash. And the part that did not have rain is going to dry up. And so I saw here that city, Miss Anamasras, that has to fast and down the shayfer because this is clearly some sort of punishment for them, so they have to fast about it. Whereas Tesai no beis on top, chos v'yoseha, all the surrounding cities, Miss Anis v'loy masriyos, they fast but they don't sound shayfer. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Amar, he says masriyos v'loy masanos, they're going to blow shayfer but not fast. The reason why the people of the cities around are going to have to do something as well is because the city which was affected is going to go to them to buy food and that might cause a shortage, and so that's going to affect them as well. The Gemara tells us, our Rav Simon says, Ksev, the pasuk says, as we just read in the Mishnah, Vimtarti al ir echas val ir achas lo yamtir, chalka achas timotir v'chalka asher lo yamtir, ala hativash. What do we learn from here? Schusa de chalka avda. This tells us that the schus of the field itself could cause the rain to come. That's because we see in the pasuk that one portion had rain and one portion didn't have rain. Mashma, that even just one field might get rain without another one. It must be the schus of that field. And we can discuss rain with Bnei Arba Devarim, Yardim El Malon. There's four reasons why rain comes from above. Because if we think about it, we technically don't need rain at all. There's enough water in rivers and lakes and whatnot that could technically irrigate everything. So why is it that we have to have rain? And there's four reasons for that. Number one, Bnei Baal Yisrael, because it's stronger on people. That's because they might end up taking all the water for themselves. They're going to divert the rivers or block off the lakes and not let people have access to them. And so people who aren't as strong and powerful as them won't have enough water. That's one reason. Number two, Bnei Tlalim Arayim, because of the bad dews. This is dew that falls, which is not good for the plants, and so the rain washes it off. Number three, that's the upper fields that are not so close to the rivers and lakes are going to get as much water as the lower ones. And lastly, so that everyone should be raising their eyes upwards and relying on Hashem. Things are similar, in the merit of three things, rain falls. Number one, b'schus ha'aretz, and b'schus of the land, meaning referring to Eretz Yisrael. Also, b'schus ha'chesed, because of chesed, and b'schus ha'yisurin, because of yisurin, the people suffer. U'shlashim pasuk achad, we find all three of these in the same pasuk. Im l'shevet, im l'artzai, im l'chesed, yamsi ehu, whether for shevet, which literally means the staff, which is referring to suffering. Im l'artzai means his land, and im l'chesed is referring to chesed. Yamsi ehu means he supplies it, he gives it, which is referring to rain. Now, talking about the opposite, b'avayin arba dvarim hagisham netzarim, the sin of four things causes the rain to stop. B'avayin avdei azara, because of avdei azara, umagalei arayis, and gilei arayis, v'shev chedamim, and murder, and upaiskim bram v'ein noisnin, people who pledge money publicly that they're going to give X amount of money for tzedakah, but they don't end up giving it, that's also a cause for rain to stop. Now, what's the source for all of these? B'avayin avdei azara minayin, how do we know this? That's because the pasuk in Shema says, yishom lechem p'nifta v'achem v'sarat v'atem v'lehim acherim v'gaymer, so it talks about going after avdei azara, and the maksev asrei was to say afterwards, v'chara av Hashem b'chem, v'atzaras Hashem b'chem v'lo yamotar. Hashem's anger is going to burn at you, and he's going to close the Shemaim, and there's not going to be rain. Now, avon megali rois minayin, how do we know the sin of gilui arayis is going to cause rain to stop? That's because the pasuk says, v'atachnifei eretz b'zinu sayach uv'raseich, that you've brought guilt on the land with your znos and your evil deeds. Ema anshel davar, what's the punishment of this? So the very next pasuk tells us, v'ayimanu revivim u'malkosh lehaya, and revivim u'malkosh, which are two different words referring to rain, they've been withheld, and they're not going to happen. So that's how we see that's a punishment. The next thing, v'avon shevchei dam minayin, how do we know the sin of murder that's going to cause rain to stop? That's because the pasuk says, ki adam hu yachnif sa'aretz, for blood will be yachnif the land. And what's the lashon of yachnif? Ki adam hu yachan af al ha'aretz, blood will place anger on the land, and that's going to be in the form of rain stopping. And lastly, b'avayim paskim rav im nois minayin, how do we know that when people pledge money for tzedakah and they don't end up giving it, that's going to cause rain to stop? That's because the pasuk says, nesim ruach v'gashem ayin ish mishalo matas shaker. Nesim is clouds, ruach is wind, gashem is rain, ayin means there is none of this. Why is that? Because a person is mishalel. He praises himself. He elevates himself with a matas shaker, false gifts, which means he says he's going to give money and he doesn't end up doing it. Now we talk about clouds for a little bit. The Gemara tells us chamisha shemus nekrulai. There's five different names for clouds. Aid, of, anan, nasi, and chaziz. How do we know this? Aid minayin, where does this come from? So in Parshas Bereishis, it tells us ve'aid yalam min ha'aretz, and a mist arose from the ground, and that's referring to a cloud. Now of, what about that? So that's because shuma avis harakia thickens the sky, and how do we know that's referring to a cloud? Because the pasuk says hinei nechi ba'ilecha be'av ha'anan. Now anan as well, that comes from the same pasuk, and the reason why it has that name is shu ases abrias anavim elu le'elu, is because it causes people to be anavim, humble, one towards another. And similar to the next thing is a cloud is called nasi, which literally means a prince. That's shu asabalabatim kinesiim. It turns regular people into nesiim, and the pasuk tells us malanesiim mikzei aretz. So that's how we know that a nasi is a cloud. And just explain these last two terms, nasi and anan, that it turns people on navim and nesiim towards each other. That's because some people's fields get more rain, some people less. That means some people's crops are better than others, and so some have to humble themselves to others who became princes. And lastly, chazes. Why is it called that? Shu ises or kia chazyoynes chazyoynes, makes the sky into different designs. When you look look up to the sky, it's painted in the most beautiful pictures when it has all different types of clouds. That's Lashon of Chazyonos, designs. And how do we know this? The Pasuk says, Hashem Oisa Chazizim. Now we should explain the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva regarding the cities that are near the one that didn't have any rain, that they have to do something. As we explained Tanakam of Chosu Yasem is Anis Loimas Rios, the Tanakam had said that all them, they fast, but they don't blow shofar. Where does this come from? Shekin Matsona Biyom Kippur, Misan of Loimas Rios, we find the name Kippur, we fast, but we don't blow shofar. And so they are in a Sar, they do have to daven, but they're only fasting and not blowing shofar. Whereas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says, Masrias of Loimas Anois, they blow shofar and they don't fast. Where do we get this from? Shekin Matsona Rosh Hashanah, Masrias of Loimas Anois, Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar, but we don't fast. And that's what's more comparable to. On to Halacha Dalid, with another Mishnah, continuing with this theme, V'chein Ir Sheyesh Bo Devar Mapoiles, if we have a city that has plague or building or strong walls that fell down, Oiso Ir Misanu Masras, that city has to fast and blow shofar. There's obviously a din on that city, so they have to do tshuva and fast and blow shofar. V'chos V'yasem Misanus V'loy Masrias, all the cities around it have to fast but not blow shofar, and say Machlokes from Kiva where he says Masrias V'loy Misanus, they blow shofar but they don't fast. The Gemara brings a story. My son Hava B'Tziparin, there was once a plague in Tzipari. However, Loy Hava Al Goy Ishkaka Da Havar B'Chanina Shar B'Gavei, it did not enter the area, the neighborhood where Rabbi Chanina lived, meaning everyone in the vicinity of Rabbi Chanina was protected. And Mahavat Tzipari Amrin, all the people of Tzipari said, Mahain Saba Benoichi, what good is a Saba living among us? Yosef Shlom, who Ushchuntei, him and his neighbors, they're all fine and happy. Umidinta Azla Bishos, but the rest of the city is going, meaning they're all dying, because of the sickness. They're basically accusing him for being concerned only with himself and his immediate surroundings, but not the whole city. And when he heard this, all the Amr Kumehain, he went up and sat in front of them. Meaning Chanina went to their place where everyone's gathered and told them, Zimri Echad Hayu B'dayrai. There was only one Zimri in his generation. We know the whole story with Zimri, how he was with the Moavi princess in front of all of Am Yisrael, and what happened? V'nafal Yisrael Esim Rabba Elef, that caused a plague that 24,000 Yidin died from, and that's even though they had Moshe Rabbeinu there. Bava Anu, Kama Zimri Yesh B'dayrainu. We have so many Zimris among us. All of you people of Tzipirin, you have a lot of things you gotta fix up. You're like Zimri. V'atem Esramin, and you're complaining that I'm not able to save the whole city in my Zchus. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to save the 24,000 people in Klal Yisrael that died because of one Zimri. You guys are many Zimris. I definitely can't save you all. Now we stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with the continuation of the story. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.